Hi folks, I've just been purchasing some food items for the Pennine Way adventure that I'm undertaking on Wednesday with our very own Dean Reed. And I've just come back from the hairdressers, first of all. I've had my hair shortened considerably because I don't like long hair when I'm hiking. It's just a mess, gets in the way. And you have, it's another thing you have to wash. Now I can just splash it in a stream or whatever and that'll be fine. But I've been buying some trail food. And I bought enough supplies, basics, to last me at least 10 days. And I don't buy the hiking food that you normally associate with hiking, the freeze-dried stuff or the ready-made stuff that you buy specifically from outlets such as Fusion Foods, Look What We Found, though I do like their food. And things like that, because I find for two reasons I don't buy. One is because of the price. Apart from Look What We Found, a lot of this stuff is very expensive. You're paying upwards £4 to £7 per meal. And at the end of the day, it's one meal. And it's a lot of money. And I also find that the portions aren't always great. I quite like a good hearty meal of an evening. So what I tend to do is I tend to buy my stuff from places like Home Bargains because it's very cheap. And I'll give you some examples. I bought enough coffee to last me the entire trip. And I buy sachets and they come in 3-in-1, coffee, sugar and milk, dried milk, all in a sachet. And I get 10 sachets for 90 pence, Maxwell House. And it's fine for the trail. Open a sachet, add some water, drinks ready to go. I do the same with soup. I buy soups, cup of soups. I take them out of the boxes, debag them, put them in Ziploc bags, and I've got enough soup to last me. Dry potato. I always carry, if I can, things like smash or the equivalent of dry potato. And I've got plenty. I've got enough for 12 servings there, and they all fit in a quart size Ziploc bag. So, you know, that helps. Dried milk. I always take dried milk because I have porridge and I buy sachets of porridge and I have enough porridge to last me. So I sprinkle some milk powder on top of the porridge when I add the hot water to make it a little bit creamier. And I also take pre-cooked rice and pastas. Now this does add to the weight a little bit, but for me it's worth it. I don't like to buy pasta and rice to take with me that isn't pre-cooked because it takes 20 minutes to cook on the stove, and that's a lot of gas or meths or whatever fuel it is you're using to burn up. So you end up carrying more fuel or having to find more fuel on the way anyway. So they're the basics that are covered. There's a couple of other things I can't think of what else I purchased. But I bought enough, and the whole lot came to 15 quid. £15. Now that does exclude meat and fish. I do buy, just before I go, some things like tins of chili or stews. Not many. I de-tin them, put them in Ziploc bags. I buy two or three, maybe four of those, and then I buy the rest on the way. And I'll go to a supermarket or shop, buy a couple of tins, de-tin them, put them in the Ziplocs, bang them in my bag, and carry on for the next couple of days. And that's how I do it. I didn't want to be faffing about with food this time, so I thought I would take a lot of it with me. It's a little bit, like I say, a bit of extra weight, but I'm used to the weight, so that doesn't really bother me. I can fit it all in the top pouch of my bag, my rucksack, so that's really handy. And I'm looking forward to that. So all my basics are covered. I just need to buy some trail snacks, things like Kendall mint cake, snack bars, energy bars, that sort of thing. Again, I'm not a big eater when I'm hiking. I like to have my breakfast and I like to have my evening meal. And during the walk itself, I like my coffee and my cup of soups. And that tends to keep me going. And it's warmer. It keeps me warm. But I do have high energy bars and I might make my own this time. But again, it's weight. And when I make my own, they're very dense and very heavy. And because they're full of calories. But it's all added into the weight and it's not really for me. So I'd rather buy on the go, pick a few bits up from a shop every two or three days and just add those to my pack. But it's always a good experiment with food on the trail. I've been hiking for 30 odd years now and I've bought all sorts of foods and tried all sorts of things. And for me, what works best is to buy the cheaper branded products. Now, what I can do with that, I always supplement it. I always take some multivits and some multivitamin tablets. and I'll pop one of those with a meal. And so if I'm losing any nutrients, that's good. I'll get it that way. And calorie content, these meals are quite high in calories anyway, but that calories are very easy to add. Kendall mint cake, can't fault that. As my friend Amanda at Chocolate Fish Merino pointed out on Twitter today, must get the Kendall mint cake. And if you haven't seen Chocolate Fish Merino, by the way, best place to buy merino wool clothing in the UK. Pure merino wool too, the best there is. Anyway, enough advertising. So there we go. I've got my basic food supply sorted out now. I've got pretty much everything I need. I'm pretty much ready to pack, but I shan't pack until Monday and Tuesday because I don't like to do it too early. I like to leave it to the day before, really. And then I spend a day doing it, altering the bag around. But I got it down pat now, to be honest. It doesn't take me long. I know where everything goes. And the weight of the pack, for those that are interested, it's fine. I don't know what the weight is because I never, ever, ever weigh gear. I know a lot of people are fastidious about the weights and weigh everything to the nearest milligram. It's not for me. I'm a little bit like Dean Reed here. Dean has the theory that if he swears when he puts his pack on, it's too heavy. Mine's a similar theory. If I put my pack on and fall to my knees, it's too heavy. But I've hiked enough. I've done many long distance walks and multi-day hikes to know that I can quite easily and comfortably carry a fair bit of weight on my back. And the secret for me is having a good backpack. There's a lot of ultralight backpacks out there. And I've tested a few in shops just to see, you know, half kilo packs and things like that or less. But the problem I find with them is they're not comfortable to wear when they've got a lot of gear in. So I have a Berghaus C7 Series pack. It's quite an old pack now, but it has a back adjuster. It has a flexible back BioFlex backing, all these sort of little bits of technology built into the pack that add to the weight of the pack. But you do not notice the weight when it's on. Certainly no weight goes through the shoulders. It all goes through my hips, down my legs, through my feet where it should do. And I find I can carry a lot of weight that way. 30 kilos is a breeze in a pack like that. It really is. And some people balk at that. But then again, I'm going for 2 weeks and I'm carrying 2 weeks worth of gear. And so, you know, it adds up. And I'd rather have as much gear on me as I can than be reliant upon finding it along the way. It's just my way. It's just how I am. So there you go. Bit of food. Thought I'd just bring everybody up to date on what I'm doing with the Pennine Way walk. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.